And now, Up and Happy Television proudly presents...
The E-Man!
Meets...
Father Christmas.
Part 1. It was late on Christmas Eve, and all through the house, nothing was stirring. Not even a mouse.
Not unless they've got a mice hot cup of tea. Eee!
This, gentle viewers, was the home of that most irritating of irritables, with the stringiest of stringy necks, that northern peril, the E-Man. And with the annunciation of his E-Lam clock, the E-Man woke up.
Eee! It's Christmas Eve! I love it! Wonder where that door handle disappeared to?
Later that morning, E-Man was having breakfast. This is the sound of the E-Man eating.
Eating! I love it!
Oh, God.
And what am I eating, might you ask? Baked E's on toast! But then, you know, sometimes I like to eat rice E-spees. When you pour the milk on them, they make this sound.
And just what, you may ask, has any of this got to do with Christmas? Simple, I reply, not a sausage. But fear not, because we're now going to cut to a very Christmassy scene right now.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Strangemas!
Next!
What? Not good enough to be Father Christmas now, am I? First I was kicked out of the Strange Tale Studio, now this!
Dr. Strangeglove, clear off! Next!
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Next!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Next!
Hello! Merry Eemus!
Oh, next! Next! Next!
I wish you a Merry Eemus! I wish you a Merry Eemus! I wish you a Merry Eemus and a Happy New Eemus!
Congratulations, E-Man! You make the lousiest Santa since the Grinch!
Why, thank you, kind sir! It's nice to know that I have my fans on the panel!
E-Man, I don't think you understand! This is Xmas Factor, and you stink!
Oh yes, so I do! B.O. and Christmas Bud! Can't beat it! Here, have a niff!
No, thank you! Oh, what do we do? The E-Man just won't listen to reason! We've got to kick him out, sir!
Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas!
Sir, this is without a shadow of a doubt the worst Father Christmas impression since, well, since the E-Man!
Oh, foolish boy, I am the real Father Christmas!
Really?
Why, yes, and I have my ho-ho-ho levels to prove it!
But you told me your name was Gerald!
Oh, that I am! Gerald Santa.
So what are you doing here?
Well, who else would be expert enough to judge the Xmas Factor, hmm? It needed the real McCoy, and here I am, crisp and fresh from the North Pole.
And what's that you're carrying there?
That's the North Pole.
No, it isn't. That's a barber's pole. You obviously nicked it.
Well, if you knew that, then why did you ask me then, hey?
Well...
And by the way, Santa doesn't nick things, he pinches.
Ow! Don't do that!
Do my mince pies deceive me? The E-Man, I presume?
You presume? You presume correct! Eee! How did he guess?
Well now, it could be many things. Your long neck, your mad staring eyes, your spiky green hair. Or could it be the fact that you always say... Yeah, I love it.
That's my catchphrase.
Yes, I know. I've always wanted to be you, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's funny, you know, right? Because I've always wanted to be you.
Oh, well then, why don't we swap jobs?
what a good idea!
Strange!
Oh, clear off.
And so it was thus. The E-Man became Santa, and Santa became the E-Man. Symbols.
E, I thought you ought to know. I'm a big fan of Bing Crosby. I know all his songs. E!
Oh, it won't last. Tune in next week for part 2 of The E-Man Meets Father Christmas.